Hey, know-it-all. Are you smarter than Andy Summers? Prove it.
Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. I'm Dave Cruz. We say hello to Ellen from Philly. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Ellen, it is time for Are You Smarter Than Andy? Andy's out of the studio, so it's just you, me, and producer Donnie in here. Got five questions set to go for you. Once you're done answering them, we will bring Andy back in, ask her the same five. You do have to get more right to be smarter than Andy. Ellen, are you ready to go? All right, here we go. Question one. This is multiple choice. Which of these was Lady Antebellum's first number one single? Was it I Run to You, American Honey, or Just a Kiss?
I Run to You.
Question two, also multiple choice. What jersey number did Charles Barkley wear when he was with the 76ers? Is it 6, 34, or 55?
I'm going to say 34.
Question three. What is the title of the Netflix sci-fi TV reboot which follows the adventures of the Robinson family whose ship veers off course? What do you think, Ellen?
Man, sci-fi.
All right,
don't know.
Give me anything.
I'll just say Gilligan's Island.
That exciting sci-fi version. Hey, it's a guess. We'll get, okay.
Right,
question four. Florida borders which two states?
It's Alabama and Louisiana.
And question five. The point for this goes to whoever gets closest to the correct answer, okay? In inches, how tall is the Rocky statue that's at the Philly Art Museum? And the whole thing from the bottom of the base to the top of his boxing gloves. How tall is it in inches?
Let's see. I'm going to say 96 inches.
All right, Ellen, you are all set. Producer Donnie headed to the door to bring Andy in. Hello, Andy Summers.
Hello.
Say hello to Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Andy.
Okay, how'd you do?
Oh, I did fabulous. I think I'm going to ruin your 15th winning.
Oh! It's 16 now. Thank you very much.
Yes, the streak will end.
And after today, it'll be 17, but okay.
Oh, question one, Andy, multiple choice. Mm-hmm. Which of these was Lady Antebellum's first number one single? Was it I Run to You, American Honey, or Just a Kiss? I Run to You, American Honey, Just a Kiss.
I don't think it's American Honey, so I'm going to go, it's either A or C. Let's do Just a Kiss.
Ellen's guess was I Run to You, which was the correct
no.
answer.
Yes.
Good
job, Ellen.
Ellen's up one. Question two. Also
multiple. I wanted me to get right, so.
Okay. Also multiple choice. What jersey number did Charles Barkley wear when he was with the 76ers? Was it 6, 34, or 55?
I don't know. 34.
Ellen's guess was also 34. And yes, that is right.
That was another guess.
Good job, Ellen. Like, hey, do me a favor and just stop guessing so well,
yeah.
Okay?
Ellen is up one. To question three. What is the title of the Netflix sci-fi TV reboot, which follows the adventures of the Robinson family whose ship veers off course?
I don't know. All I remember is danger, danger, Will Robinson. And so I feel like that was Lost in Space, but I don't remember that being I didn't know that Netflix redid it, but that's what it has to be, Lost in Space.
Ellen's guess was Gilligan's Island.
Well, that's also
point.
It's also about a ship that gets
a ship
lost.
That veered off course. Yes.
Yeah, right.
But Lost in Space is correct.
Yes.
Oh no!
I'm sorry. We were rooting for Gilligan's Island, but had a feeling that one wasn't right. Oh, we tied it too.
Okay.
To question four.
Okay.
Florida borders which two states?
Georgia. And the other one. It all gets jumbled up down there for me. I think that Louisiana is closer to Texas. So I'm going to say it's like Alabama.
Oh.
Georgia and Alabama is correct.
I was thinking Georgia after I said
Florida-Georgia line. Florida-Georgia line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you say?
She said Louisiana.
I said Louisiana. You said that wasn't too far off.
No, because I think that's next to Alabama.
Correct, yes.
It is.
The exciting thing is...
After I said it, I realized.
Yeah. Hey, Ellen, you ready for this? This is question five. We're tied at two, so whoever gets this right wins the game.
Oh, my God, I hope I did.
Right?
I know we're not tied at two.
Did you get that one right? Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I got it right.
I put
Dave,
an X down.
No, this isn't it. What?
But Ellen... What is happening right now?
She said Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah, I put an X down anyway. But yeah, she got it right. To question five. Andy, in inches.
Yeah.
How tall is the Rocky statue that's at the Philly Art Museum? And I mean the whole thing, from the bottom of the base to the top of the boxing gloves. In inches, how tall is it? Whoever gets closest gets the point.
Did you know that there's a Rocky statue in Serbia?
I had no idea. Is there really?
I can't believe there's even one in Philadelphia.
Wow, that's Ellen. Funny. Harsh. All right, I'm going to say in inches. Oh, jeepers, creepers. All right, so it's, I mean, I feel like I remember seeing Sylvester Stallone standing next to it recently, and it wasn't too much higher than him, but he's pretty short. So I'm going to say it's like 6 feet. So 6 times 12 is something. I'm going to say 200 inches. I don't know.
Oh my God.
200. Well, I have to do some math. Hold on.
What does that mean?
Huh? Ellen's guess was 96 inches. It is in between at 152 inches.
Oh.
Which means Ellen was off by.
This is the last time you're going to do a dumb question like this, math genius.
You just gave it to me. I wasn't over.
I think she was off by 56. You were only off by 48, which means.
Hallelujah!
Andy got it right. And. Got four right now that I got the math right.
Makes me want to throw up. Can
oh
I just
my
say
gosh,
that?
That is very stressful. But you both did a great job.
I show every morning or listen to it, and I love you guys. I love your show, and I am Ellen from Philly, and I'm not smarter than Andy.
I love you, Ellen.
I love you
so great.
Great job, Ellen. Thank you.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.